Chapter 6. The Fight. Heathcliff did not go to Thrushcross Grange very often. He seemed to know that Edgar did not like him to come. But Edgar soon found out that there was another person who wanted Heathcliff to visit. Edgar's younger sister, Isabella, was a pretty young girl of 18. She was always happy and healthy, but Edgar saw that as soon as Heathcliff returned, Isabella became upset about something. One day, Isabella suddenly began to cry. When Kathy asked her what was wrong, Isabella said that she had fallen in love with Heathcliff. Kathy was surprised.
"Oh, Isabella, you know nothing about him. I do, and so does Ellen here. He's a strange man. I know he couldn't love a Linton, but he would marry you for your money in a second. I am his friend, and I have known him for years. Stay away from him."
Isabella looked at Kathy angrily.
"His friend?"
she cried.
"Oh, I like that. You're worse than 20 enemies. Heathcliff is a fine, wonderful man. And I know you, Catherine Linton. You're not telling the truth about this."
Kathy looked as if she was going to slap Isabella, but she only shook her head.
"I've warned you, Isabella,"
she said.
"You think you know best, but you'll see. I can't do anything more for you."
She left the room and Isabella turned to Ellen.
"It isn't true, Ellen, is it?"
she sobbed.
"I love him so. Miss Isabella, Mrs. Linton is right about this,"
said Ellen seriously.
"She knows him, and he's not the right man for you. We don't know anything about him. How did he get rich? Why is he staying at Wuthering Heights, in the house of a man he hates? Hindley and Heathcliff are together every night, drinking and playing cards. Hindley borrows money from Heathcliff all the time. You don't want this kind of a husband, don't you see, dear?"
"Oh, Ellen, you're as bad as Kathy,"
cried Isabella.
"I won't listen to either of you."
Then she ran out of the room. Many things happened the next day. Edgar had to go off to town on business. Heathcliff knew this, and so he visited Thrushcross Grange as soon as Edgar had left. Kathy and Isabella were sitting in the library, not speaking to each other. Suddenly the door opened and Heathcliff came in. When she saw him, Kathy laughed and said,
"Heathcliff, come in. I want you to meet someone who loves you more than I do myself. My poor little sister-in-law is just dying for you. Her head has been turned by your handsome face."
Isabella turned pale and ran out of the room. After she had gone, Heathcliff turned to Kathy and said, "Kathy, why did you do that? Were you telling me the truth?"
"I was,"
said Kathy.
"She wants to marry you."
"Ha! Why would I want to marry a little mouse like her?" Heathcliff asked. He was looking at Kathy with deep feeling in his eyes. She stared back at him and turned red. Suddenly, the look on Heathcliff's face changed. "Won't she have a lot of money some day?" he said softly to himself. There was a strange look in his eyes. The next time Heathcliff came to Thrushcross Grange, Isabella was sitting in the garden. As soon as Heathcliff saw Isabella, he looked quickly at the house to see if anyone was watching him. Ellen was standing by the kitchen window, but she pretended not to see him. She saw Heathcliff walk over to Isabella and speak to her. Isabella turned her face away, and Heathcliff laid his hand on her arm. After looking at the house again, Heathcliff spoke to Isabella again and then took her in his arms. Ellen thought she had to do something. She went to find Edgar Linton and tell him what was happening. "I will not allow this," Edgar cried. "It's bad enough that my wife has this Heathcliff for a friend and tries to make me like him. But for him to treat Isabella this way, I won't have it. Call my men, Ellen. I'll deal with Heathcliff." Edgar went down and told his men to wait in the yard. He went into the kitchen, where he saw Heathcliff standing by the window. Kathy was speaking to him. She stopped talking when she saw her husband and then said,
"Have you been listening at the door, Edgar?"
Heathcliff laughed at this. "Sir," said Edgar quietly, "I have allowed you to visit this house because of my wife's feelings for you. You and she were once childhood friends, but from now on you cannot enter this house. I will give you 3 minutes to leave here before I order the servants to throw you out." Heathcliff only laughed and said, "It's too bad, Edgar, that you're not brave enough to fight me by yourself." Edgar went to get his men, but Kathy ran to the door and closed and locked it. Then she turned to her husband.
"If you don't have the courage to fight him,"
she said angrily,
"then apologize, or let yourself be beaten. I'll eat this key before I'll let you have it."
Edgar tried to take the key from her, but she threw it into the fire. At this, he trembled and grew pale. "I wish you joy with that coward," said Heathcliff coldly, "and you wanted to marry him instead of me." Heathcliff stepped forward and pushed at the chair on which Edgar was leaning. And then, to Ellen's joy and amazement, Edgar jumped up and hit Heathcliff hard in the face. Heathcliff fell back, and while he was trying to find his breath, Edgar walked out of the other door slowly.
"Oh, no! Leave now, Heathcliff! He'll be back with other men!"
cried Kathy. Heathcliff decided he did not want to fight the servants. He broke the lock on the inside of the door and ran out. Kathy ran upstairs to the sitting room and told Ellen to follow her. She looked terrible.
"Oh, Ellen, I don't know what to do,"
she cried.
"I've got too many feelings and thoughts running through my head. Tell my husband that I'm sick. I want to frighten him."
When she saw Edgar coming up to the sitting room, Ellen said nothing, but she went to the room's door to listen. She wanted to hear what Edgar and Kathy had to say. Edgar was the first to speak. "Kathy," he said, "you must make up your mind whether you want Heathcliff or me. You can't be my wife and his friend at the same time."
"Leave me alone,"
said Kathy angrily.
"I'm sick. Can't you see that? Leave me. Leave me alone."
Then she ran out of the room. Ellen followed her, but Kathy's bedroom door was locked. For 2 days, Kathy stayed in her room and did not eat or speak to anyone. Edgar spent time in the library and did not even ask how Kathy was. However, he did speak with Isabella for a long time about Heathcliff. After that, Isabella was very upset and cried almost all the time. But Edgar only read his books and did nothing. Ellen continued her work, feeling sure that the only normal person at Thrushcross Grange was herself.